Thursday?
I thought you tried already to set up a second lunch meeting with Jordan. Oh. The UPS guy didn't come to bring a label for that? Huh? I answered the call. I'm on the call. You're not on the call.
Hello.
So, hey, how you doing, Quincy? It's Clayton.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so I'm going to call right now with my boss. His name is Rick. What he's going to do is going to give you a brief overview of what our app is going to do, and then we'll ask you some questions after.
Hi, Quincy. Thanks for taking our call. So I'm not sure exactly what Clayton has kind of explained to you, but so we're a small tech company. We're putting together an app, and the purpose is to help small local businesses. So the core features of the app is to generate leads for you, to generate qualified leads that fit within your service that you provide. That's probably the most important feature. And then in addition to that, there's invoicing, payment processing, reminders via SMS, email, scheduling, mapping, directions, if you do outcall services, and managing customers. So keeping all of your customers in a single database, all these features in a single app on your phone. So that's kind of summary of the app we're putting together. And Clayton's got some questions about kind of specifics or features that you're looking for, so Clayton can ask you those questions.
So let's see here, Quincy. So when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, is it getting leads? Is it help with scheduling? Is it help with marketing, invoicing? Just on your typical day, what would you like to see improved the most?
I need astronomical help with marketing and lead generation.
Marketing?
Well, qualified lead generation.
Okay. Let's see, marketing and qualified. Let's see. And when you mean qualified lead generation, what do you consider a qualified lead?
Something that's in the scope of what I want to do specifically.
Okay, so just someone looking for your specific services, you don't want to call from someone who needs a Mac fix if you don't work on Macs then, correct?
I mean, that can be a bit of an oversimplification, but yes, yeah, effectively, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And let's see here, and are you currently, how are you currently getting your leads, and how much are you currently paying per lead?
Right now, most of my work comes from Craigslist. Previously, I wasn't paying anything for that, but now Craigslist charges since they ended prostitution or whatever it was. So now I pay like about $100 a month for just to post the ad on
marketing?
Craigslist.
Okay.
Yeah.
$100 per month.
And then I have Yelp as well, but Yelp gives me close to like 1% of qualified leads. Most of the stuff that comes from Yelp is just stuff I don't do.
Okay. And are you paying Yelp anything?
I did, but not any longer.
Okay, and when you did pay, how much did you pay in the past? Do you remember?
Like $150.
Okay, now what's as far as you're concerned, what's the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like a call, email, or text?
I prefer phone calls just because it's a lot easier, or I close phone calls better, at least in my opinion.
Okay.
I prefer phone calls.
Okay, and would you like direct calls from the client, or would you like them to be pre-screened? For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you $5 per lead. We can also answer the call for you, book the appointment, and charge you a small commission between 10% to 15% per lead. Which would you prefer, paying per lead or paying for a booked?
That kind of depends on the lead, actually. I don't want to say guaranteed to close, but if it's something that I'm going to do, then sure, I'll pay like a percentage.
Do you prefer a percentage over paying per lead?
Yeah, I think so, because $5 adds up a lot.
Okay.
And with the percentage, I'm not. Now, is this a percentage on closed leads, or is this a percentage on leads, period?
No, it's a job. Okay, we booked the job for you with the client, so you know the area, you know what the issue is. Everything's been done for you. The only thing you're going out to do is just service the client.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
And who sets the rate? Do I set the rate, or do you guys set the rate?
No, you would set your own rate. You would let us know, hey, this is what I charge to repair iPhone screens. This is what I charge to repair a Galaxy screen. And then we would in turn, mm-hmm. Schedule those jobs for you based off the menu that you provide to us.
Got it.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Go ahead. You said iPhone screens and things like that. Will you have any sort of a focus on networking, or is like for instance, there's a service called Pulse or something like that?
We'd cover all types of service, and then we'd qualify them to to prevent. If you don't do networking, then we won't send you any leads from networking. Depending on the level.
No.
I do
networking. That's why I was asking.
Right. Right. So if you do need the networking and then a customer is requesting it, then you would be prime on the list to receive that lead.
Yeah, and if that's all you want from us, because let's just say hypothetically speaking, you want to focus more on just working on networking, then we would only provide you with leads that were for networking.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's all I do. I have no interest in fixing iPhone screens or any screens or virus, like none of that.
Right, in that case, you wouldn't receive any customers requesting that.
Yeah, you wouldn't. We wouldn't cross paths with anyone that you don't provide services for. Okay,
got
now
it.
Let's
yeah,
start
Yelp does that
here,
all the time.
We've spoken to so many people and have heard that you pretty much don't know. Most 9 out of 10, the leads that you do get aren't going to close because they're not specifically calling for the services that you provide.
Right.
Okay, so the next part we're going to get to here is scheduling. What are you currently using to schedule your clients? Are you using any apps for that, or are you just using like a Google Calendar?
Honestly, I don't use anything. 9 times out of 10, if somebody calls me, I'm at their location within an hour.
Okay, so you don't schedule any clients? So you just book and then...
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I just book and kind of go.
Okay, now as far as booking, are you keeping track of your bookings, of your past appointments, anything like that?
Other than the invoices, no.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so nothing with scheduling. Okay, so let's get to marketing. So you said as far as marketing, you're only marketing on Craigslist at the moment? And Yelp? Sometimes
yeah.
you get calls from Yelp? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you like assistance with social media marketing?
Yeah, I could use some help with that.
Okay, let's see here. And would you be interested in a daily conversational advertisement? And that's just a daily ad that's posted for you, and are you willing to pay, let's just say, $1 per post?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
Through my website.
Your website? Okay. So you have a merchant account through your website, and they can... Okay.
Yeah.
And how much are you paying to host that website monthly?
I host 3 websites for like $40.
Now, would you have any interest in a mini CRM? Customer relations
probably
management?
Not.
Probably not. Okay.
No, just because I already have it built into my website. So I
okay.
Unless whatever you're offering like has a WooCommerce, I'm not a WooCommerce, like a WordPress plugin, and it's decent, then maybe I'd consider something like that. But other than that, not at all.
Okay, if it did have that feature, which I'm sure that we could have access to, Rick knows a lot more about that than I do, would you be willing to pay, let's just say, $10 a month?
Possibly, yeah.
All right. Now, as far as your business, we have seen that there's a ton of ITs that, technicians who use applications with companies who, you know, have jobs that are booked for you. Have you ever used any of those in the past?
Like what's an example of one?
Like Identifix. Have you ever heard of that? Not Identifix.
Never heard.
I can't remember what's the name of the apps, but you never use any apps to actually get like clients or anything like that?
No, not at all.
Okay, let's see here. Now,
how about any like social media, like Facebook or Instagram or any type of kind of general community based?
I have social media, but I've never gotten a job from it, like ever.
Okay.
In the 20
years. You don't
years
upload
that I've
photos.
Been...
Yeah, I guess.
No, not really.
In networking, that's not probably the best
audience.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Just give me 1 second here. Now, is there anything else in your day that that you currently would like help with as far as running your business?
Not that I can think of. My biggest problem is marketing, honestly. It's just getting in front of the eyes that I need to be in front of and then converting them.
Okay, and how many clients do you think you typically can service on a day basis?
On a daily basis?
Yeah.
Probably less than one. More on a weekly basis, probably about 2 or 3.
Weekly, okay.
So whatever that would break down to per day.
Okay, 2 or 3 weekly, and what's the average charge?
The total invoice or my profit?
Well, the total invoice.
Probably 15 to 10,000. I mean, 1,500 to 10,000, something like that.
For 2 to 3 jobs in a week?
Yeah. No, I meant per job.
Also, so per job, it would range anywhere between 15 to 10,000 per job.
Yeah, 1,500 to 10,000.
Okay. So on a monthly basis, you're servicing anywhere between 8 to 12 clients.
Yeah, about that.
And you also, since you're doing networking, that means you have clients that usually you see throughout the year, right?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, now in the event that we had the app ready to go for you and you it had all the features that we discussed today, how much would you think that would be worth to you on a monthly basis? Or should we charge monthly? Should we charge yearly? And how much do you feel like that would be worth to you? You know, if you had a platform where you can go get leads, you know, you can pay per lead, or you can get commission-based leads that are already booked for you, and also helps you with marketing. It helps you with getting network jobs and any other jobs that you would like. How much do you feel like that would be worth to you on either a monthly or yearly basis?
I probably prefer to just pay the commission and have the app for free, but I suppose if there was a paid tier and it brought me a lot of work, maybe like $99 a year or something like that.
$99 a year. Okay. And that's literally like in the event that we were able to get you from 8 to 12 clients per month, and at least convert that into 24 to 16. I mean, 16 to 24 clients, like at least double your business.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I have some more questions. In the meantime, while I think of some more questions here, Rick, do you have any questions for Quincy? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, Rick?
Oh.
Hold on one second. Sorry about that.
Sure. Okay.
Hello, yeah, Quincy. My boss doesn't have any further questions, but we'll definitely be in touch within the next month or so here. But we do want to make sure that we get you paid for your time. Let's see here. Where can we mail your check to?
Oh, it's a check.
Yeah.
You're not able to do any form of like electronic payment.
Electronic payment, I can ask my boss, but we usually mail checks. If it is an electronic payment, where would you like that payment to go through?
Like Zelle or Apple Pay or something? But I could give you the address to mail the check if that's the final answer.
Yeah, well, I would ask
not,
him
like,
that way. Yeah, I mean, I will ask him, but I would just still want to have the address. That way I can mail it out if he says, you know, he'd rather just mail out a check.
Okay.
Okay, what's your
address? 4333 South Raymond Avenue.
Okay. And that's Los Angeles?
Yes, and the zip code is 90037.
Is that a house or apartment?
It's a house.
And who should we make the check out to?
Quincy Freeman.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Awesome, man. Thank you so much for your time. Like I said, we'll definitely be in touch within the near future. We, at the latest, will have these checks mailed out by Friday. If my boss tells me otherwise, that if you can PayPal you or something like that, then I will call you and get your information. That way we can electronically send it over to you.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much for your time, Quincy.
Cool, no problem.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.